This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Health insurance premiums next year will be up slightly by 1.1% on the individual market. They'll rise about 4% on average in the small group market. The Colorado Consumer Health Initiative says the rates have largely stabilized. That means consumers will see a mix of average increases or decreases in the single digits, depending on the insurance company and region. The group says state policies like reinsurance are helping to keep premiums down. Open enrollment begins next month. Colorado has a new state park, Sweetwater Lake. The park is located on 448 acres in the White River National Forest, about 18 miles north of Del Cerro. Jessica Fowlis of Eagle Valley Land Trust helped buy the former ranch, yet says it all started with a local push to save the lake.
Individual donors, many of whom live on the road we all traveled to get here, built the foundation of the Save the Lake campaign.
Sweetwater is the first state park to be jointly operated by the state, the U.S. Forest Service, and the Land Trust. The school district and the health department in Douglas County, south of Denver, are now in a legal dispute over masking in schools. The county health department allowed parents to opt out of mask mandates for their students and made it harder for schools to quarantine students potentially infected with COVID. Now, the school district is suing the health department, saying the public health orders violate the federal civil rights of students with disabilities. This is CPR News and KRCC. Pueblo is at 45 degrees. It is partly sunny today with a high of 68. And this hour, we're listening to The Takeaway. Earlier this month, a ruptured pipeline resulted in 25,000 gallons of crude oil spilling into the Pacific Ocean near Orange County, California. And while the spill wasn't as bad as initially feared, it reignited a debate over offshore drilling. We'll talk about it coming up next.